everybody up. Opening prayer by State Prelate Jim O'Connor.
Everyone, please fold your arms, bow your heads. Our Heavenly Father, as the final day of this convention comes to a close, we ask your blessing for all our brothers. We thank you for the guidance and wisdom you have shown us during all of the past sessions. Without your aid and guidance, we could not have made the decisions that we feel will help to make our fraternity prosper. Please continue to help and guide us at this conference as it comes to an end. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's face toward the flag. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Those state board members, please remember to report to the state sergeant at arms so that he knows that you're here. And we'll start with the roll call of lodges.
District number 2, Brownstown Dearborn. I am here for them. Lincoln Park.
Here.
Melvindale.
Here.
I figured that was coming. Woodhaven.
Here.
Taylor.
Here.
100%.
District 3, Garden City.
Here.
Wayne. They are here. Doctors. There we go. Okay, Northville. Livonia. Redford. Redford. I'm actually here for Redford. Dearborn Heights.
I ain't got no change.
Dearborn Heights. Westland.
Thank you.
South Lyon.
Yeah.
100%.
District 4. Teddy Ross.
Here.
East Detroit.
And Westland, Mr. Winston.
Avon Rochester. Mo Clemens.
Thank you.
Ann Tramick. St. Clair Shores. Richmond.
Ooga Ooga.
District 6, Adrian.
Here.
Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Belleville.
Here.
Brooklyn.
Here.
Jackson. Monroe.
Here.
Ypsilanti.
Here.
100% all weekend. Great job, District 6. And thanks for your help in the hospitality room.
District 7. Elvin.
Here.
Marshall.
Here.
Old Water. Hillsdale.
Yeah.
I know Delta here, good. Mm.
District 9, Dachigo.
You.
You can. Three Rivers.
You.
South Haven. Gwaja. Niles.
We're going home, Dan.
Baton Harbor.
You.
Sorry City. Thank you. District 10, Grand Rapids, Sparta.
Here.
Here.
Ludington. Wyoming. Holland.
Here.
Manistee.
Here.
Fremont.
Here.
Good morning, guys. Greenville.
Here.
Door.
Muskegon.
Here. All right, thank you, guys. District 11, Sherlock. DeWitt. Hastings is here. Ionia. Laurel. 100%. District 12, Pontiac. Benton. Ollie. Flushing. Grand Blanc. Island. First Run. Lapeer. Duran. Thank you, gentlemen. 100% all weekend.
District 13. Bad X.
Bad X, ready to hit the road.
Yeah. Midland.
Here.
Carroll.
You.
Bay City.
Here.
And Saginaw.
Here.
100%. Thanks, guys. All weekend.
District 14. Now, Peter.
Made it again.
Everybody.
Here.
Smile.
Yeah.
Skid Way Lake.
Yeah.
Tower.
Yeah.
West Branch.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
District 16. Sault Ste. Marie. St. Angus. St. Angus. Unicene. Manistee. Drummond Island.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
District 17, Sheboygan. Manflona. Lewiston. Grayling. I see now. Kalkaska. 100% all weekend. Thank you.
District 18, Gladwin.
Yeah.
Espy.
Who's it all, Espy?
Cadillac.
Yeah.
Reed City.
Yeah.
St. Louis. St. Louis. Harrison.
Claire.
Claire. Everett.
Claire.
And Sanford.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that Mr. Colby? You're up next.
These are checks that has been sent in, and he's the Dan in the back of the room, so if some of these aren't in the right category, why, let me know. These first ones are Moose International checks that Steve's going to take back, so don't bitch at me, because the checks weren't deposited within a timely manner. Call Steve. Yeah. All right, let me run through these pretty quick. Special Olympics, as you know,
you're asked through community service to at least fund our softball tournament for Special Olympics. So we ask every lot to within the financial year to put in $100. Jackson 100, Fenton 100, SD $10, Wyoming $20, Monroe $100, Adrian 100, Grayling 100, Holly $50, Northville $100, Ann Arbor $100, Livonia $100, Houghton Lake $50, Greenville $100, Westland $100, Harrison $100, DeWitt $25, Sheboygan $25, Birch Run $50, Lapeer $25, Sanford $100, South Lyon $25, and Council 3 $50. Yes, it is. What did I say? 20. Okay, yes. Thank you. At least you guys are still awake. That's why I like being on first, so you don't have to go to the restroom during this. Stay safe in another community service project plus part of your premier award. Jackson 100, Gladwin 25, Benton 100, SD $10. Now, here was a lodge I know a year ago probably was going to be shut down, and probably even the $10, they've made an effort every time to come up with some type of money for these different events. And I know I've seen a couple guys from the SD Lodge, and I do appreciate the check that you guys, just like I said, I know a year ago we sat down, and you might not even been here today, but I appreciate the amount, no matter what it is, that you do make an obligation to our programs. Wyoming $300, Monroe $100, Adrian $100, Grayling $100, Holly $50, Northville $100, Ann Arbor $100, Mount Clemens $100, Livonia $200, St. Louis $50, Houghton Lake $50, Elkton $25, St. Clair Shores $100, Greenville $100, Westland $100, Harrison $100, DeWitt $25, Sheboygan $50, Grand Blanc $50, Highland $50, Drummond Island $100, Birch Run $50, Lapeer $25, Everett $25, Duran $25, Sanford $100, Doyle $100, Richmond $50, Brooklyn $100, and Council $3, $50, for a total of $2,715. Boy Scouts, there again, Blue Woods International, if you don't have a scouting troop in your lodge, we've asked you to make a donation to our kids at Moose Heart to keep our program going there. And these are the Boy Scouts, Fenton $25, Holly $50, Northville $50, Livonia $100, Flushing $100, Delton $25, Westland $50, Sheboygan $50, Grand Blanc $50, and Lapeer $25 for $525 to the Boy Scouts. Camp Ross, we still take care of, and I think the Legion works on that too. Drummond Island $75. Gimme $5. Gotta slip here a minute ago too. Talking about ours. Give me $5. Richmond $50. District 6 $45.36, and District 6 also $187.50. And I had a note here too that Pontiac had a check that Charlene had got quite a few months ago. We did the cradle roll, and here's a, we can add to the total. Here's another $100 that Cal Casca put in, so Steve will be taking that to add that to the Michigan Moose Association. So them are the checks that Mr. Green will be taking back with him. So like I said, they'll be deposited, I'm sure, by Tuesday. These will be deposited by me, but it may be by the end of the week they'll be in the bank no matter what. So youth awareness. These are either part of scholarship money, which you guys were at the higher degree. The council's put in $100 each. You'll hear a few of them, plus individual lodges, and I do thank you for the donation on that because it does help fund this program. Gladwin, $25. Fenton, $25. Three Rivers, $10. Sault Ste. Marie, $25. Wyoming, $200. Woodhaven, $50. Holly, $50. Northville, $50. Mount Clemens, $50. Livonia, $100. Flushing, $100. Delton, $25. Westland, $50. Harrison, $100. Grand Blanc, $50. Lapeer, $25. Everett, $25. Richmond, $50. Council 3, $100. Council 5, $100. Council 6, $100. Council 7, $500. And we had a $20 cash donation. So it's $1,650. Rich Warriors. This is also Special Olympics. We have two different ones going in the state. The $100 one for Moose International. When Dave and Lanny or whoever goes up to the ride with Ron, present these checks from the Michigan Moose Association to the Works Warriors. Pontiac, 50, Gladwin, 25, Siegel, 75, Fenton, $50, Marshall, 50, Sault Ste. Marie, $25, Wayne, $100, Wajiak, $50, Niles, $50, Grayling, $200, Livonia, $200, Delton, $25, Hamtramck, $100, Harrison, $100, Grand Blanc, $50, Drummond Island, $75, Lapeer, $50, Durand, $25, Sanford, $100, Richmond, $100 for $1,475. Special projects, these are, they go into, for Moose Heart, Moose Haven, especially with the $120,000 we're asked to support the mission building of Moose Heart. But these are projects that we take on during the year. SD, $100. Or $10. At least you're listening, thank you. No. I was going to bring that up. I figured you guys say something. Let's see. Drummond Island, $75. Everett, $25. District, $12,271 for $381. Scholarship money. This scholarship money, we had two different ones. One for the youth awareness, if you know, write it through, or our kids when they graduate from. I see one more check for youth awareness from Low Lodge for $100.
Yes.
There's also a check in there that I need to wear in this empty. We also, there's one on
here. Okay, you want to get with me afterwards, and I'll see what happened. There might be another one of these other ones, so it's, that what it was saying? Oh, scholarship money. This is for our students. We ask you to help keep this fund going, because sooner or later we do have children that will be graduating from Moose Heart, and assure that there's money for them to go to college. We do have a fund, and this is what that money goes into, so we keep track of that, and if they need more for schooling or scholarship, or I don't know, one time we bought a computer, we bought a used car for a student, so this is where that goes. So we don't want to forget our kids from Michigan once they graduate. Patton, $25. Wyoming, $200. Woodhaven, $50. Northville, $50. Delton, $25. Westland, $50. Grand Blanc, $50. And Door, $100. Arthritis Foundation, next time, this is Fenton. Somebody here from Fenton? Normally, I can send this in, but from now on, if you want to take the arthritis, you want to take this back and give it, this made up to the mission, I can send it in, but next time, if you want to, just send it directly, if you would, for the Arthritis Foundation.
Go ahead and send it in.
Okay. $25 for the arthritis from Benton. Who rules the club? I know Charlie was missed this weekend, but we did, I don't even know what totals on that was collected, but I heard 400. Go ahead.
In 22 days, it was $1,015.
Give yourself a hand for that.
Governor from Richmond.
Right.
Was the one that did all that.
We appreciate that. Here is the checks for the Ooga. Gladwin, $25. Fenton, $25. Wyoming, $200. Monroe, $50. Railing, $100, and Houghton Lake, $50, for $450. Another fund that I sent out for how to make checks out, we do take care, have you been down to Moose Heart since we put the lighting program in? Charlie has, a few of you have. What a great display. Well, we're responsible every year to maintain that, and so if anybody's interested in helping out on that, we could use that. I did get a check for $25 for Fenton Lodge. Thank you. The circus. The circus has been coming every year. We are asked to, as association, make a donation every year. It's usually mid-August, toward the end of August. We always send a check in to help support the kids in that area so they can go to the circus. It doesn't cost them anything. So that was part of the list that I had put out to all the lodges for writing checks and who they go to. We did get, again, from Fenton, a check for $25. Thank you. Founders Day. These checks are used for a couple of different things. The watch program, we usually have around 25, 26 students. I don't know how many are graduating this year, but usually between 24 and 26. We are responsible for watches. So at the next convention, I know Lanny will be pushing, trying to get you to come up with some watch money. So maybe in August, think about it through the districts or the lodges for $65. We usually have the district or somebody from that lodge make a presentation, and these kids really enjoy it on Founders Day. And then Obi does a beautiful job getting the haunted house. We take care of the food afterwards too, so we asked for donations on Founders Day. Fenton had two checks for $25 and $25, and Westland for $50. Thank you. This is the funnest job I got. Still waiting for a check for me. Oh. Yeah. Moosehaven building, I broke these down, actually all these pretty much go under special projects, but they were earmarked for the Moosehaven, Pontiac 50, Fenton 50, Marshall 25, Westland 50, and Charlotte $50. Moose Art Building, there again, a lot of this money is used for taking care and maintaining the building, and as Lanny reported, we do have a commitment that we're looking at taking care of that for, I think it's $120,000 or $110,000 a year. And also they have a wish list when we go down on Founders Day to and I know a lot of the groups and the bike riders make donations to that. Pontiac $50, Fenton $25, Marshall $25, Woodhaven $50, Livonia $100, Westland $50, Council $433, and South Lyon $25. And I did get another one from Lowell also for youth awareness for $100. So, gentlemen, thank you. If you guys got a problem, get with me afterwards, and we'll find out where your money went to or didn't go to. That ends the report of the treasurer.
Next, we'll have Bruce Tallman and why we do the $100 tickets and the calendars.
I'm getting old. The calendars are better than last year, a lot better. We still got about 2,100 out there to sell. So we're getting real close to the goal we want. We want to hit 8,500 at least. So we're right around 8,000 now. So yesterday we was about 76,39 or something, but then I got quite a few in yesterday. So what we're going to do is you got till April 30th to sell your $100 calendars. I mean, if you've already hit your $100 calendars, well, we'll still pay you the $4. But if you haven't sold your $100 calendars after the 30th of April, well, you won't have any coming. But the ones that have sold $100 will keep paying the $4. You know, if you stop and think about it, somebody is like only 10-15 calendars away, or you give 10-15 calendars away, if you hit your 100, you're going to get 400. So you should try to, either if you post sold, say, 90 and you need 10 or you're lacking 10, see Jimmy, get them 10 calendars and sell them. So you can hit your 100 to get 400. That's just math that is saying that you're going to why not get 400 when you're so close. But April 30th, you got and to sell your first 100. And if you haven't sold your first 100, you're not going to get anything. So, is there any questions on that? But we're doing good, and I think most of you can hit the 100, even if you got to get, well, Jimmy's got extra counters. You know, if he sold 90, we'll get 10 more from Jim, and you give 10 away. You get 10 more from Jim and sell them. You're going to get your $400 if you sell your 100, so why not do that? Your $100 tickets means mostly for expenses around the conventions, and it helps out so we can keep the prices down. I know that this would be a lot more here today if it wasn't for you buying your $100 tickets and your calendars and stuff, because it all helps. So we're doing better than we did last year on the calendars, and we hope that everybody can hit their goal of 100. It's just it's a goal you should try to make, and we sure appreciate it if you do it. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. My name is Don Oler, administrator in the Whitline Group. Thank you, everyone. I've got people that are already refusing to buy next year because of the late payment.
Of the what?
Because of late payment when they went.
We pay every 2 weeks, except for the first month of January, because we pay, if he sold a calendar January 29th, he still got credit for the whole year, the whole month. I mean, they got it coming, so we try to pay every 2 weeks, but January and like February, January we paid up, February we waited till the end of the month to sell, and we pay them off.
They had a number on February 4th.
February 4th.
I checked the number out first.
Yeah.
It took them almost, it was better than 3.5 weeks.
Well, okay. Well, let me explain this. And I understand what you're saying. They want February 4th. The first 3 months of the year, we wait till the end of the month. If they went on February 4th, they would have got their check by March 3rd. The reason being, well, if they went February 4th, and you said they got it in 3 weeks, okay, they got it by the first week of March. The first 3 months, we give these lodges a chance to sell these calendars, and we make good for the whole month, except for the special drawings. So if you had a winner that had their calendar, had a winner February 4th, they would have got that check the first week of March. After the first 3 months, we do it by a 2 week period. So the 1st through the 15th, that check's going to be mailed out by the 18th. The 16th to the end of the month, that check's going to be mailed out by the 4th. And that's the way we do it, by a 2 week period. But the first 3 months, we give these people that buy the calendars and also the lodges to get these sold, and we make good on them. That's why I send out these emails. You know, for January 31st, as long as the stubs and the money are registered by the 31st, we're going to honor that whole month. We do that for the first 3 months, and we've done that for the last 4 years. So I understand what you're saying, Don, but you know, if they want February 4th and they got that check the first week of March, that's why, because in the beginning we do it by month.
Let me get this right. The guy bought a calendar. He won. It took 3.5 weeks to get his money, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with it anymore. I don't get it. I don't understand that. The guy won the money, and he got his money, and he doesn't want it anymore? Is that what you're saying?
So what I'm saying is that this individual buys 12 to 15 every year. Give them about 3 of them.
Okay.
And I mean,
I do too.
You know what I mean? Now she's discouraged, refuses to buy because the pay out took so long. They received the check on March 12th, not before March 3rd.
Yeah.
This is nothing new. We've been doing it for 3 years. You know why? have them all sold by the 1st of January, we won't do it. We'll pay them every 15 days.
We did.
You did, but 80 other lodges didn't. So we're trying to give everybody a chance to get them in. After this month, you'll be paid every 15 days. We've been doing that. By law, we only have to pay once a month, but we try to do it every 15 days. You know, I'm sorry that this one woman feels this way, or guy, whoever it is, but that's the way we've been doing it. You know, they got their money, the check's good, they're always going to get paid. We've got some checks where people move, and we still trace them back and still try to get them their money, so every day somebody is getting paid. Yes.
Hey, just let them know that if somebody bought a calendar on February 20th, and their number was, coming up, that, otherwise you got that drawing from those missed days.
Yeah. Last year, more so than this year, we would do at least 10 randoms a month. So 10 of the people, they never even knew they won until we did them randoms.
Yeah.
So everybody's getting paid every day. In just the first 3 months, we try to give everybody a chance to get their calendar sold. You know, and it's 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I don't know what the person's having a problem over, but the money's getting paid. Now, after this month, they're getting paid on every 15 days. And that's what we do the majority of three-fourths of the month every year. That's the way we pay it. It's handled in two different ways. I write the checks. Bruce now has the numbers, so when we have to do the randoms, I do the numbers. He has the checks, so nobody knows who has what versus the other. Keep everything on the up and up and on drawing. But trust me, everybody's getting paid, you know. And just to start out the first of the year, we try to give everybody a chance to hit their quota of 100.
Now for April and the rest of the year, if you don't have a calendar sold on, say, the 1st of April and it's not postmarked by that time, then you go to the random rather than like you have for the first 3 months?
First of the month, as long as you get them in by the 15th. After the 15th, we do the random. We do them every 15 days, the 15th and the 1st. The first 15 days will be done on the 15th, usually in the mail by the 17th or 18th. And then after the 1st, we'll have them in the mail by the 3rd or 4th.
Okay.
A lot of this depends on how it falls in the date. Some days we're out of town, some days we're at convention, some days we're, you know, this. So, I mean, it varies a little bit.
Yeah.
As long as we're doing it monthly by, Lottery Commission,
okay.
There's no set time when we have to pay. We just try to do as quick as I said, write every 15 days, then write 30 or 35 or 40 at one time. I don't like it either. You know, I'd rather do it every 15 days myself.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we're going to have Volunteer Energy. Are they here? Okay. And they're going to pass out some pen packs.
I heard 6-pack too and 12-pack. Cool. Thank you again, gentlemen, for stopping by. We had 57 lodges come by and pick up their t-shirts and their 10-packs. We've got 24, I think, left. We want to get them out. I want to share a quick story. I had handed to me in a file folder from Ashley Poby. And came by. He says, we've got 14 McDonald's stores that would like to come on board the energy program. What can we do about that? I ran the numbers on this last night. That's about $2,000 a year into the Moose program for them saving money and coming on in. Phenomenal. I had a guy bring me some bills for a golf course and banquet center yesterday. Actually, 2 days ago. If we're going to get them, they're going to be probably around $700-$800 a year with two locations on that. It's pretty simple to do. And what's really cool is the guy on the phone I spoke with, he's like, how does this work and how can we actually save? And I said, it's in the contract, it's guaranteed. you'll save at least 5%.
No.
And this guy's like, well, this is a no-brainer. I know other owners of other operations and franchises. So this is pretty significant, and they love the idea that money was going to be given on a regular basis, on a monthly basis, to charity. He said, can we tell other people this? I was like, sure. Absolutely. So that was just a couple that came in and shared information and brought the bills and stuff too. So we do have more. How many have not picked up their shirts yet for their staff, wait staff? All right. I'm still here. Our booth is over here. We want to make sure those are distributed. I don't want to interrupt the meeting by any means, but we'll please see me before you go. I don't want to go back with any of this stuff because it's pretty easy to do. They're called a 10-pack program. All you need is 10 people per lodge to work this program. If you need more than that, I have more than that. Some of your larger lodges can definitely do it. Now, let me tell you what the women said. They're like, is that all you need is 10? I was like, just get 10 and help them be successful, and this thing will launch off like you wouldn't believe. So anyway, I just want to thank you very much for that. Again, we're going to be around at our booth and are hanging around here. Make sure no one leaves without it. Please see me, and we'll get that all taken care of. Any other questions, gentlemen? And our numbers are in that 10-pack, so if you want us to talk to a company on your behalf, we'll be happy to do that. The other thing, I want to give you a quick update on SEMCO. How many of you are in SEMCO areas, like 9 or 10 lodges, I think in that, or 8 or 9? SEMCO was in a situation that 18 months ago, they were caught, in a sense, by the MPSC, the Michigan Public Service Commission, where they were overcharging their customer base. It was all over the news, it was in the papers, all that kind of stuff, but basically they've been on a rebate program mandated by the state of Michigan to all of their customers. Because of that, we as a company withdrew from actually taking new enrollments in there. Because of the rebate, they were going to get a better value than actually the cost of gas. So we withdrew already. We had already a few thousand customers in the SEMCO area. We called them all and said, we want you to go back to the utility. We don't want you to pay more than what you would because of this rebate. That ends, we think, we were told by the MPSC this month. Next month, we should be back in a situation where we're underneath them and can do that 5% guarantee at the worst-case scenario. So we'll keep you abreast of that. We've had a lot of people stop by and say, hey, how about me in SEMCO? Al, where are you? Al Lewis. Yeah, you back there? This guy has done a phenomenal job of finding places that we can't help. This is amazing. He'll call me, do you help this guy? He's got a chemical plant, and he's got some huge operations. But they're in a couple of very small utilities. There's a couple of them that are about to be merged with DTE, Michigan, and because of that, the MPSC won't allow what's called alternate supply until that's officially done. So thank you for your hard work. Alex, yeah, great job, Al. I mean, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you. So it's helped many. So it's kind of neat. It's growing. We're excited about it again, like we shared before. This is our first connection ever with an association like this, and we couldn't be more proud and more honored to be working with you. So we thank you very much.
At this moment, Ellis Conley and Rob Willie, you're to see Jack Wilson in the back so he can take your mug shot. Next, Bob Funky, Newsletter Media. You're not doing that? Okay. Bob Staley, sorry. Bob Staley? I don't think after what I've seen you want to do his part. You're welcome.
Newsletters and media are probably the least worrisome on your brains, but actually they can help you out greatly. The newsletters that your lodges produce, I get a lot of them mailed to me personally, and there are some very, very good ones, and unfortunately there are some that need a little bit of improvement. Probably the one thing that I notice in the ones that do need improvement is they're just, frankly, not very interesting. They're cut and dried. Basically, it's a medium to deliver your moose calendar. And I'm sure probably the people aren't reading the newsy part. They pull out the calendar, stick it on the refrigerator, and that's as far as it gets. The ones that are interesting and attract the readership are things that include stuff that your members probably don't know. Just because you know that a membership campaign is going on, you've got to assume that most of your membership has no clue. I hate to use the word talk down, but that's what you have to do to get the information out. You have to step back and put yourself in a position that you don't know anything and start from there. So you want to be interesting. You want to think before you print it. Would you want to read it? Will it captivate their attention? Don't be bland. Provide helpful information. And your members will actually look forward to receiving and reading your newsletter. Personally, if you are the editor, or if one of your members is an editor, as is most the case, make sure you take an interest. If you're not in the mood to do the newsletter, don't do it today. I would rather see a newsletter be a little late than go out on time and be lousy. Make your newsletters a resource. Include membership information. Stepping back to the point where most members don't even know we have a two for free dues. It's amazing. I just put a note, sign up in our lodge, you know, these members received 3 years dues. And I couldn't believe the people that said, well, how'd they do it? They didn't know. So be a resource, include membership information, put in new members' names, their sponsors, the awards offered, the awards received, include the sports calendar for the state. This doesn't have to be a full page. It can be broken down into sections, because I know space is at a premium and printing is not cheap. Try to provide a consistent format. Think about regular columns or sections. You can have from the governor, from the administrator, from the senior regent. Just something consistent. And once again, your members will look forward to this, and it'll increase readership. And in your newsletters, try to get people to act. Try to get them to come in with suggestions. Maybe include a coupon, good for a buck off a meal. Use your newsletters. You're spending good money to get this out. Use them to bring money back to your lodge. People need to be asked, need to be shown the way to get them to act. A lot of you say, you know, we need volunteers on Friday night. Well, make something up in your newsletter that makes them want to volunteer, because you're going to get some credit, or they're going to go for a volunteer party at the end of the year. Information, just spread the information, make it work for you, so bring business through your door. A lot of lodges that kind of like the idea, they've got an actual little half a page in there that they ask for feedback. They ask, what would you like to see going on in our lodge? Would you like to head a committee or whatever? Once again, it's just putting the information out there. And try to stay on a schedule, whether it's monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly. So on your quarterlies, you've got to date yourself, so you're not giving them information when they get it in February that's already going to be over with by the time they get it in March. You've got to kind of plan your day, so when they do get their newsletter, stuff isn't already done and gone and passed. So that's kind of all I've got on that part of the newsletters. A lot of newsletters that I receive have advertising. Is advertising allowed in your newsletters? Certainly it is. The USPS will allow you 25% of your newsletter.
He's not an advertiser, he's a sponsor.
You can have advertising. There's a difference between sponsors and advertising. Here's a rundown of pertinent facts to keep in mind if you decided to consider running advertising in your Navajo newsletter. In both the U.S. and Canada, your Moose publication permit restricts the total amount of printed space devoted to paid outside advertising, promoting non-Moose activities or services, to no more than 25% of any issue of the publication. So if you run a four-page newsletter, you can devote one page to advertising. If you're using that as an income to help pay for your advertising, the only way you can get more income is make it a larger newsletter. You can go to a six page and get a page and a half. You can go to an eight page and get two pages. Work the figures. You know, if you're making money off of it, make it a bigger newsletter. Sell more advertising. So the following apply to only publications in the U.S. The first dollar of gross revenue from paid advertising, not subtracting production costs, must be counted towards the lodge's $1,000 annual ceiling on unrelated business income as defined by the Internal Revenue Service. And unfortunately, neither the IRS nor the United States Postal Service cares whether the owner of Bob Smith Buick is a Moose member or not. This counts as an advertisement and its revenue is unrelated business income. However, if you choose to run a sheet listing paid sponsorships, mark newsletter patrons or sponsors with a listing reading Bob Smith Buick and Bob Smith is a Moose member, this does not count either as advertising as far as the USPS is concerned nor as unrelated business income as far as the IRS is concerned. But if that same listing reads Bob Smith Buick, come see the new LeSabres, that is an advertisement as perceived by the United States Postal Service, and its revenue technically is unrelated business income. Even running a business's phone number next to its listing will make the difference as far as both the IRS and USPS are concerned. If an announcement is technically an advertisement, your local postmaster may, and usually will, reject your newsletter for mailing under the lower rate nonprofit permit. If it contains any offering regarding travel, investments, or insurance, the United States Postal Service has interpreted this as strictly as prohibiting even a business card ad of your local travel agent, a local stock brokerage office, or an insurance agent. If you choose to run any announcement that will be considered outside advertising as stipulated above, the United States Postal Service will require that it meet content requirements for a periodical publication, specifically that your newsletter run an identification statement in the first four pages. Such a statement, this is from the Moose International, would be you'd have your Moose unit number, family news or whatever, May, date, your year, the number, like 2012 issue 4, whatever you're at, published by whatever your lodge is, Loyal Order of Moose Incorporated, subscription paid automatically as part of annual membership dues. And if you have questions or are being challenged on nonprofit status by your local postmaster, you can contact the Department of Publications at Moose International. This is a page. You go to the Moose International webpage down the left-hand side. You've got your tabs that you can click on. This is under Publications. It opens up. You can print that out of there. There's all kinds of other information. You can go to clip art and get Moosey clip art. You can get filler articles that they publish. It's a great resource for your newsletter to build up a little bit of interest. You'd run pictures of people that have done things at your lodge. Last night there was the Moose of the Year, the Rookie of the Year, the Legionnaire of the Year, co-worker, all of these awards given out. These people are very, very gracious
business to be recognized. But you all had a Moose of the Year. And put that in your newsletter. Put your coworker of the year in. Go back and recognize people. People like to see their name in print. It's just psychological. They like to see their picture hanging on the wall. It'll all help you in the long run build a little bit interest in your newsletters and other areas of communication. Now we'll kind of get into the media. We want to get the news out of what the Moose does in your communities, in your local newspapers, radio stations, TVs. They're all interested in using this space too, because they've got editors and production people that a lot of times are trying to fill that space that they haven't sold to an advertising or news feed that they all work on time. They've got from 6 o'clock to 6:30 to fill. If they didn't sell it and they don't have anything, that's when they kind of start getting a little chit-chatty. But don't use the media for frivolous things, because they will get tired of it, and they don't want to run out there to cover Joe's 85th birthday party. But they do want an article that says so-and-so has achieved the rank of pilgrim or legionnaire, or we've got a blood drive going, or something that will be somewhat of an interest in the people that they serve. And you can also go on and you can get a suggested news release format off from the international page under the media relations, and it gives you a paragraph to write. All it's just it replace this copy with what you have, and that way you know you're getting the best statement out, and you're creating the most interest for those people to actually want to work with you. So in closing, it's just use your newsletters. You're paying for the newsletter. You're paying the postage. I'm in the printing business. I know it's not cheap. It's a necessary evil. So use it. Use it to the best of your advantage. Get as much information as you can pumped into that thing. Make money for you.
Proofreading. Please say something about proofreading.
Proofreading, unfortunately, is a big problem. It doesn't matter. You know, you can pick up anything other than the very, very high class stuff that has several versions of proofreading. But yeah, nothing takes away from a newsletter quicker than a lot of mistakes. And that's one of those things, when you sit down and try to hurry through it, it's going to be full of mistakes. This convention book, I'm responsible for that. Yeah, you know, we didn't move a few people's titles around. I had a few people's names spelled wrong. But once again, it was through urgency.
What I'm trying to entice someone to join the Moose, and I give them a copy of a newsletter, and there are words spelled wrong, misused, wrong tense, it doesn't present a very good picture for them.
Correct. I agree with you totally. That's why we'll go back to this. If you're not in the mood to do the newsletter today, don't do the newsletter today. If you're going to sit down and then pencil in your notes, that's fine. Most people use a computer. Most computers have spell check. Unfortunately, they don't catch up on the wrong tense or the wrong phrases, but and they'll catch every name. But yeah, try to go through, and it's always better to have somebody else look over your work. when you get it done and you print out a laser print of it or you have it on screen, let somebody else look at it, because it's just like counting money. If you count money 15 times in a row and you're coming up with a dollar or two different each time, you're going to continue to do that. Have somebody else count it, comes out to the same figure, you can count it again, match him, everything's good. Same with proofreading. If you type it up, you're going to read right past that mistake every time. Unless you seriously sit down and go line by line, which you won't do, and you're going to end up with a lot of mistakes. So, just use your newsletters, guys, and work with people. Try to find an editor that gets into something like that, and it'll work out great for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. News of the year, Ron Kaminsky. Final report, please.
We're doing credentials now. Lanny or Dave from something else? Lanny?
Good morning, my brothers.
Good morning.
By way of further, I'd like to once again have all my assistants, Sergeant Arms, please stand up and be recognized and give them the applause that they so justly deserve. You know, all weekend I've been listening to the talks between Steve Green, Jim Hale, and they talked about the Loyal Order, the Moose. I want to give you a little brief synopsis of how I became so involved with this great fraternity. In 1963, same day John F. Kennedy was assassinated, the Manistee Moose Lodge burnt down. I was a senior in high school. Up until that time, I never knew there was such a thing as the Lower Order Moose in Manistee. Lo and behold, when it became down the road, 1968, I was invited to join. I did not jump on the bandwagon. I asked questions. And as I got the answer to those questions, I went up to my Uncle Bob, who just died here in the past year, my sponsor. And I said, Uncle Robert, here's my $16. It was $16 a year back then. Said, here's my 16. I need and want to be a part of that organization. I love what it stands for. So that got me started going. Lo and behold, would I ever believe that I'd be a governor of that organization? And then from there on I went. I made a lot of friends. Still have a lot of them here today. I'm sitting out here. I kid my good old buddy who's been my pal for almost 40 years, Eddie Del Sasso. As I can remember when he had pitch black hair. And I remember my good old pal Jim Hale here at Lansing, too. Jim had hair on the top of his head. What happened, Jim? Okay. Okay. I bet, but I still got it. Right. Okay, in the early 1970s, I went to Moose Heart for secretary school. And while I was there, I happened to have the occasion to meet the last of the Fowler children. Do you all remember the Fowler family? There were 14 children in that family. Their dad was killed in an auto accident on the way home the same day he was enrolled in the Moose. All 14 of those children went to Moose Heart. Plus their mother went there as a working parent. That is why we're Moose. That's actually one hell of a damn cheap insurance policy, if you will. And in 1979, I took my late wife and children to Moose Heart. We toured the building. Of course, when you go there back then, you register. They gave you one of the high school students as your guide, and we toured the campus. That was back when they still had the whole thing heard that they had to produce the milk for enough milk for a quart every day for each child that was there. I never in all my life have ever seen such a clean barn. I mean, it was just fabulous. Okay? And I happened to get I got to back up a little. It was 1970 when I was at secondary school. I stopped at the general store. And I bought some individually hard-wrapped candy. And as I was taking my tour, we went into the nursery school. And I asked the teacher if it was okay if I gave the kids this candy. She said, I don't see why not. But here's the thing that made a mark on me. There was this little girl who stood up on the side of this table, blonde hair, come right up, jumped in my arms, wrapped her arms around my neck and said, are you my daddy? I want to tell you, somebody in a sense I love, because part of my dues was to take care of them. I said, in 79, I took my family there, and I had this gal, I remember her name was Helen. She was from Arizona, Utah area, something like that. She was a sophomore. And as we were taking a tour around the campus, she introduced me to her younger sister. And then as we progressed on, she told me that her mother was going to remarry. So I said to her, I said, okay, well, how's that going to affect you and your sister? And this is what she said to me. She said, my sister will probably go back home with my mom, but I'm not. And I said, wait a minute, what do you mean? And she said, because I know there's nowhere else in the world I can get what I have right here. Now that's a couple of true examples of love or the moose. That's what we're all about. And now what are we supposed to do? Credentials. The Royal Order of Moose, 280. Women of the Moose, unknown. Now I'll tell you this. We all know there's probably about 200 or 300 additional coming in today. But as of through yesterday, it was 280 for the men, 295 for the women. Gentlemen, I thank you for coming to this convention. It's been my pleasure. And I thank you and have a safe trip home. See you in August up at the zoo.
Lanny, for your finance report, please.
Well, this is going to be a combination of a bunch of reports to get it over with. Some dates to remember. Convention dates, if you don't know already, for this year's conference, next year will be the first week in March, the 7th through the 10th. The UP, we know, is the 16th of August through the 19th. My understanding is most of the rooms are already sold out, but still call and get on a waiting list because a lot of times things they back off. Numbers 1-960-906, 632-0530. Pilgrim Conferral Weekend, 6162. We're staying at the Country Inn and Suites in St. Charles. Number is 1630-587-6564. Also another date. Nominating committee meeting will meet on July the 14th in DeWitt Lodge. because we're going there to talk to that guy on his calendars. I just added that. Letters will be going out on the 15th of May. They have to be back in for the 15th of June. Anybody wanting to run for state office, you'll be getting a letter in the mail. Also, I'd like to have a congratulations to the Flushing Lodge. I guess Bob Horn, I guess the women's chapter raised this money. Is that right?
Yeah.
Dental, $9,000 is a dental plan. So let's quit giving them candy. And they put $5,000 to the wish list, the Michigan House, which I thought was fantastic. Let's give them a hand for that. Also, I just want to touch on, after this is over with, we're going straight to the Birch Run. I will throw out some finger food. You can have a couple of soft drinks or whatever your taste desires. And we'll have our state drawing. Also, I want to give some special thanks on calendar sales, who did over and above jobs. This is everybody with 100 or more. District 2, Taylor, Brownstown, Lincoln Park, and Melvindale. Special thanks to Woodhaven for over 200. Great job, Woodhaven. District 3, we have Redford. I think Livonia did hit the 100, didn't it? Livonia did hit the 100. I haven't got an updated sheet. South Lyon. Are they who's dressed here or any of the guys from South Lyon? This is a special thanks. Under 100 members sold their 100 calendars. So anybody else shouldn't have any excuses. Special thanks goes out to Westland as usual. Ron Farmer and the guys from Westland sold 258. Ron in here? That's with 200 members. So only 500-600 member lodges think I can't do it. You can't do it because you're not working the program. And also with Westland, he averages between $10 and $2,100 tickets too, and that's with a 250 member lodge. Ron, you guys do a great job. District 4, Avon Rochester, St. Clair Shores, and special thanks to Port Huron with 176. Great job. District 6, Jackson, Ypsilanti, Belleville, Brooklyn, and a special thanks to Ann Arbor with over 200 calendars sold. District 7, Marshall. District 9, South Haven. Buchanan's close. They need to sell a few more. District 10, Grand Rapids, Sparta, Holland. Ron's Lodge, Manistee, 150 plus. Great job over there, Ron. Greenville. And a special thanks to Wyoming and Denny and them boys. They sold 200 calendars. Plus, he always sells 10 plus $100 tickets or whatever we need. So, special thanks to you guys from Wyoming. You guys do a great job. Give Wyoming a thanks. Wyoming Moose Lodge. DeWitt Moose Lodge. Where's DeWitt? We'll be calling to DeWitt here pretty soon. A couple people to talk to over there, I guess. Lowell's close with 90. Lowell's in with 100. Thanks, Lowell. How about Flushing? You have to drink.
Flushing,
100. Grand Blanc, 100. Island, 100. Bertrand, 128. And Lapeer, 100. Thank you for that district. District 13, Saginaw with 100, Bay City with 100, Midland with 100, Bannocks with 100. And a special thanks to the Carol Bruce and the Carol Lodge for 300 calendars sold. 300. Carol Bruce and them guys, a great job. He's a good hustler for us over there. Am I hit that other one yet?
Mile, you got 99. You need 100. District 17, we have Lewiston with 100. And we have Grayling with almost 200. Great job for Grayling. District 18, Cadillac with 100. Everett with 100. Sanford with 120 plus. And special thanks to Harrison with over 200. You've got a lot of new lodges that are within 10 or 20 of hitting that 100 to get that $4 back per. And I think I would try because then in the end is going to make it worth your while. But overall, we've got a fair start this year to it. The way this is going to work is you've got through April the 30th to get them sold. Then we're going to go into the payoffs. The payoffs is going to go one of three ways. If you're behind on your capita tax, it's going on that. If you want to put it on a credit towards your capita tax, we'll take it that way. If you want us to cut you a check, we'll pay it that way. So it'll be one of the three ways, and we'll be in contact with each lodge. Again, special thanks to you guys for all you do for us. This association runs as strong as it does because of the great gentlemen we have in this audience. And just keep up the good work. And remember the two words we have to go. We're having to learn from here on out is revenue sharing. That's going to be the way of the future. Revenue sharing. Remember that. Thank you.
Lanny.
Also on your calendars, some of you guys have been selling other people's lodges. So make sure you get credit. Put your lodge number on top of that calendar so you don't get the Brucey Caprues.
David, did you want to go next?
Good morning, gentlemen. I should be able to wrap this up in just under an hour or so. I'll just be a couple minutes. I want to thank everybody for coming. I think we had a pretty good attendance, but I want to tell you, the women are, they're already talking to me about we're going to meet upstairs, and the guys are going to meet down here because there's more of us. So. We'll have to see how that goes. But overall attendance, I think everybody, the people that I bumped into in the hallway said they had a good time, and it's always good to see everybody. Some of the stuff is long and some of it's boring, but at least we get to get together and we get to have a beer together and shoot the breeze. That's more fun than anything. Unfortunately, there's three lodges that have not come here. I'll need to have a meeting with the executive board immediately after this meeting. My recommendation, Coldwater, Ludington, and St. Ignace will be, their social quarters permit will be, I'm wording that wrong. We will suspend their social quarters permit for 7 days. And I've already talked to, need to talk to Evan Davis about, where's Evan? Oh, there you are. Can you handle St. Ignace in the next week, 10 days? I'll talk to you after me. Ludington, we've got taken care of. Coldwater, I've got two people in line for that. And don't like to do it, but and this has to be approved by the executive board, and we'll meet right after that per our bylaws. District 6, what a great job on the hospitality room. Thank you so much for all your efforts with that. I know it's a lot of work, and they did a great job. I explained the issue with the banners. So what I want, I know the gentleman that's the Rookie of the Year, is he in here right now? Anyway, we need his banner. Any banners that need to be corrected, I'd like to get them to John Harbison, and he lives right by the bronze graphics where we get them. Perhaps we can get them redone and then get them out. So don't just take off to home with them. Get them to John before you leave. We'll get them fixed and we'll get them back to you. There's a group of men at this table here that I'm very privileged to work with, the executive board. These guys come to all this stuff. They lead by example. our state president, has been doing an excellent job this year. We're, of course, yeah, we have one issue, but we're working on it. But these, you know, nobody up here is paid. I've been after Lanny for years to get some type of salary, and he won't do it, but for all the hours that he puts in, Steve and I are the only two that are really compensated well. Jim gets paid. But these guys travel. They, you know, they might get a room paid for or something like that. But there's still, you know, a lot of stuff that they sacrifice. So let's give the executive board a hand for what they do. We had some materials here for DPS, the monitoring system that that we've been talking about to build the revenue sharing, and somehow they have disappeared. There were three boxes out in the river area there that were sitting on the table, and I'm assuming that somebody perhaps thought that they were their stuff when they were packing up and maybe got mixed in somehow. So if you hear of anyone that comes across these, please have them contact me. I'd like to have that stuff. We wanted to have it here to hand out to you guys this morning, but unfortunately there's been a mix-up with that. So please continue to do that. Lanny and I will somehow make this right with DPS and get this thing moving. But I've got a trophy here that I'll give to Lance. I know Lance is still in the room from up here. Lance Johnson. Okay. I know McCarty had to sing, and he's singing night. He had to sing in church this morning, so he left. But on the motorcycle ride, the launch that brings the most riders in will get this, and for the Rev It Up, and we'll just make that a repeating. You know, we'll pass it from lodge to lodge every year as they have that. So hopefully that'll be an incentive for that. Steve Green, it's been an absolute delight having you here. I don't know why it took so long. I guess you're just in big demand, and he's. Goes to a lot of places. I guess a lot of people ask for him, but I've been asking for him for 3 years now, or more. It's been a while, and he's always been the number one choice there. But we finally got him, and it's been nice having you here. It's been nice to not only do business with you, but to share our friendship for a bit. And we have a couple gifts for you.
Ooga ooga.
Ooga ooga. How'd you like that? It's a very dignified ceremony. We have our campaign watches for you and your wife. Those have the Michigan Moose logo on there, and I hope that you'll wear them proudly. We have a money clip for you. And, when Steve and I split a $100 ticket yesterday, they had some left over, so we split one. And when we win that $5,000, you're going to need that to put some of that money in. And we also have a campaign shirt. This year we went to a button-down, and I think it's pretty nice. It's something different other than the polos. So we got one for you and your wife. And would you like to make any closing remarks?
Ooga ooga. Brothers, it has been a delight for me this weekend. I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about what's going on in our fraternity with you, what's expected of you, what you've done, what you're going to do. Tampa's coming. If you haven't started fundraisers in your lodge to get your delegates there, please start ASAP as soon as you get back. I encourage you to make sure your lodge has a slate of officers. I've had a couple of lodges, one just prior to coming here, that said the nominating committee had nobody wanting to run for office. That's a sad situation. And hopefully, I told this gentleman, if nothing else, have a special meeting, have your membership there to see if someone will step forward to take the reins to operate the lodge. It's up to us. You know, it's, as a young man stepping up as governor in my life, I was scared to death of making a mistake, of letting my life down. The third time I was governor, I couldn't wait to do it again, and they said, well, you better wait a while, because the general governor's not going to give you a dispensation. But you learn, and each of you, and many of you, have learned. Use your knowledge to help someone else. You may not be in there serving as an officer. You may not be the committee guy, but always be available. You know, the four worst words in Muslim is, it's not my job. And I hear that everywhere I go, especially when you're alive and somebody asks somebody, would you do this or would you do that? And it's always, hey, that's not my job. It is our job. It's our lives. It's our fraternity. I want it better tomorrow than I leave it today. I hope you will too. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
My good friend Jim Hale, when he sent me an email, wanted another conference dates, and he said he might be able to come up here. We've been asking him to come up for a while. I think my response was, get your ass up here or something. I gave him the dates and I said, get your ass up here. And that was my response to him. So luckily he came up here. Jim Hale has been part of this association for many, many years. He's one of the key people that have laid the foundation, helped lay the foundation of what this association is all about today. He was out there long before I was a member of the Moose, building this Michigan Moose Association, and part of that team with many of the other of you out there, Lanny and some of the other old timers. I just had to throw that in. But Jim's done a great job, and now he's helping people in other parts of the country. And Moose International is very fortunate to have him as an employee and as a fraternalist out there working the program. Please welcome to the podium Jim Hale. I'd like to give him a couple gifts and get his remarks. Jim, we've got the watches for you also, for you and your wife, the money clip, a couple of shirts. I hope you wear it proudly. And yeah, that's me. I want to draw. Steve and I got that locked up. Now, that'll be embarrassing when we get over here. We were joking about that last year when we were here, and Bill Taylor was walking up the aisle and he said, I got one finger left for the past president's drawing, and I said, go ahead and give it to me. So I got it, and then Bruce and Lanny and I were going on a hunting trip in Wyoming that we had a ball on, and Bruce is there when I come walking in, and he said, pull Dave's name out of there, we need some money for our hunting trip. And he pulled it out, and was it Jim that pulled it out? I can't remember. But they handed it to Lanny and said, oh my God, it's coffee. $500, and it's been coming handy on their hunting trip. But anyway, Jim, it's been a real delight having you here, and why don't you speak to the guys for a little bit.
Thank you, handsome.
I've never been called handsome by so many guys in the hallway. I wish you'd have done that in a women's meeting, too.
Well, I wanted to, but I wasn't sure how well it would go over. I went to was our state president and official visitor in West Virginia a couple weeks ago. We have a state president that's... Well, he's from West Virginia, what can I say? He'll say about anything, and when he took the podium, he said, I got a joke to tell you. And I thought, oh God. And it went like this. He said, the man and woman, elderly couple, the lady wasn't feeling well, so she wanted to go to the doctor. Her husband took her to the doctor. Now this is a women's group, right? I said, oh God, what's he gonna do? And he said, the doctor took her in and was giving her an exam. God, this is gonna go bad. And he said, he asked her, said, do you and your husband have intercourse? No, this has gone bad. These women are going to kill us. Well, she jumps down off the table. She runs out to her husband and says, David. She says, handsome. The doctor wants to know if we have intercourse. He said, Alice, I've told you 100 times, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield. And the women thought it was funny and they enjoyed it. It was but I'm standing back here thinking this is not gonna go good. Bruce, I don't know whether that would or not, but I think we have one of those tickets.
Yeah,
right? Right, yeah. So we think maybe we might win too. Again, thank you, Lanny, Larry, Gary, Jim. That's been great, and thank you for your hospitality. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a weekend that I didn't have to worry about whether we were on time, we were on schedule, or whether the reports got made, and I could sit and laugh when you were nervous. I didn't have to worry what you were going to say about me either. That was another good one, yeah. John, it was good seeing you again. Appreciate that. It's great. It really is great to be with Moose and in the Moose organization. Eddie and Don, what can I say? They're still at it. They're still going at it. It's been great renewing old friendships and meeting new friends. And I enjoy the Michigan Moose Association. I believe it's in very good hands. You guys are doing an excellent job. It always has, and I'm sure it always will. Keep doing the job that you're doing, and we'll survive. Crawford Barker used to say that God favors this fraternity. He looks down on us, and he'll always be here, and he'll always take care of us. And I believe that. And with your help and your endurance and the programs that you have in place, I'm sure that the Michigan Moose Association will be around a long, long time. Jack, good seeing you again too, buddy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have an open invitation. Maryland, Delaware, West Virginia, or wherever else they may want me to be. So, again, thank you again. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your hospitality. You've been wonderful. Thank you. And remember, the Loyal Order of Moose, all right?
Thank you, guys. Okay, since all business has been completed, we're going to have our ticket drawings over here.
Don't forget the door prizes.
We'll have our... we'll have our door prices right now, then our ticket drawings.
Okay. Frank N. Chavez, Monroe. Brian C. Harrison. Richard Pearson, 887, Taylor. Henry Hassel, Taylor. Dale Johnson, Holly. Steve McCoya, Richmond. William T. Hauer, Lincoln Park. Johnson, Essex. St. Louis. F. Baltanowski, Holland. Ronald M. Green, Birch Run. See if that was for 11 of them. If anybody isn't here, I'll call a couple more.
Okay, get ready to do these raffles.
I got about five or six more here. Nobody was here.
All right, go ahead, Don.
Okay, thank you. Rex Taylor. Cadillac. Gary Kruzak, Greenville. Gerald W. Hoyle, Flushing. Ken Campbell, Carroll. Pat Keenan, Pontiac.
Yes.
Okay. Shane Alcorn, Ypsilanti. Mike Sherrill, Bay City. Jim Smith-Kaw, Northville. Brandon Easterday, Ipsy. Jim Sweet, Mark Clements. Larry Mather, Skidway. Ken Lyons, Hillsdale. Gary Murphy, Holly.
Okay, just a note for some of you, it's going to be in the Lansing area on Tuesday. There's going to be a memorial service for Pilgrim Perry Railer. It'll be the South Church of Nazarene, 401 West Holmes Road, Lansing. So any of you can make it, please do so.
Okay, I got two left here.
Go ahead.
Everybody show up. Murphy? Okay, I got one left. Jack McLaughlin, Redford. No. Robert Boyce, Manistee. He's here?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Thank you.
Is that it, Don?
Yes, sir.
All right, before I do these last 50-50s, there's one other individual that's here with us this weekend. I work with him with Moose International Lodge Operations. Gary Muter, please stand up. He works with our area in the south with the lodges. Thank you for all you do. Welcome to lodges, Gary. It's a pleasure to have you here this weekend. Hey, Gary, why don't you come on up here for a minute? And I know he's from Ohio, so you can hold that against him.
Hey, did they aren't they in the Final Four? This is
Brad Dyson. I've been wanting to get Gary up here to get you guys familiar with him. And we ran long there a couple of days. It's a crazy schedule, but safety works again.
Moran Brothers. I quit. I always say go blue. I'm a Michigan fan. Actually, I was born and raised in Saginaw and retired out of Adrian, Michigan back 4 years ago. But I live in Sylvania, Ohio, just two miles across the border in Ohio, so along the Sylvania Lodge. I got hired with Moose International 1 year ago. In lodge operations as a senior operations analyst. And I had the privilege of picking up 30 lodges, which 20 of them are in southeast Michigan. And working with the guys, I really appreciate all the cooperation I'm getting from every single administrator, governor, board of officers, and members of these lodges. It's a privilege to work with everybody there. And things that we're looking at mainly is retention and membership. That is one thing that I'm really pounded on. We got to get these members that are expired or on drop, we got to get them back into the fold. Like we've been talking all weekend, retention, retention, retention. Call these members. Write letters to these members. Let's get these guys back in our roles. One thing that I've noticed this weekend, you guys really rock as far as your reports. I'm really impressed with everything I've heard this weekend. You guys really have it together here in Michigan. And I'd like to thank everyone for their hospitality that they've shown my wife and I all weekend. And I look forward to coming back to another conference or convention in Michigan. So thank you for everything that you do.
Thanks again, Gary. Okay, blue tickets, we have two of them. 914-434. 914-434. The second one is 914-372. 372. Yellow ticket, the lighter of the two. One's probably yellow, one's probably gold. 558-042-042. 558-107-107. On the, we'll call it Fuchsia. 593-756. 756 is the last three. Then the other one is 593-786. 786. I'll get you up here after I call up these last four. All right, that gold ticket, the darker, the two yellow. 555-599. Last three, 599. Then 555-567. 567, the red, 409, 561, 561, 409, 425, 425. Come on up here to the corner by myself and Mr. Colby to collect. Thanks everybody for buying them. Thank you to the Assistant Sergeant at Arms, Sergeant at Arms for the well job as always. Thank you, gentlemen.
If we have no other business, this conference is adjourned.
Hey, Lanny, do we have a state meeting afterwards?
You got to take credit out for that.